Welcome back to another episode of Happy Being Well with your host, Rita. Today, we're going to be talking about the power of self-care routines. Why do them? What benefits do they bring? What are some examples of self-care routines? How can we get in the habitual habit of doing them? Why is it so vital to the quality of our life and activating our full potential? We're going to dive deep into those topics. Before we do, here is a message from our sponsor, HappyBeingWell.com, your online store for high quality, high performance, creative, active wear leggings, along with natural candles, natural soaps, 100% natural facial masks, natural deodorants, sage, and much more self-care products at happybeingwell.com. Subscribe to Happy Being Well email newsletter for 10% off all items, including free shipping within the USA. And for our listeners of Happy Being Well podcast, you can use discount code HAPPY25 for 25% off all activewear leggings. So welcome back. We have an exciting topic today, the power of self-care routines.
My first time actually ever using wisdom, and I wanted to talk today about the power of self-care routines. So the power of self-care routines, it's super important. For me personally, it has really truly helped me love myself. You know, tap into clarity, tap into achieving higher levels of concentration. And it is only then when we truly, truly achieve real self-love that this is when we actually, like a reflex, we're not going to want to have any, like, we're not going to want toxicity. It's not going to feel good to our bodies. It's not going to feel good to our minds, you know, in terms of tolerating toxic relationships. You know, it's gonna, you're just going to, you know, not take the bait. The bait being, you know, typically with any certain toxic situation or a toxic person, they usually provide some kind of recompensation for the toxicity. Like, there's moments when they can be sweet and charming and nice to counteract the toxicity that they're bringing upon you, you know, basically taking advantage of you in any way, you know, whether if it's a friend, you know, just basically venting on you all the time, or always asking for favors. And so if you don't really truly love yourself, you're going to stay there because you're going to have a fear of, you know, losing the friendship, losing that person. Right? You may feel like you need them because you're not fully trusting and loving yourself that you are enough. So it is through my journey when I really truly committed to self-care, to allow my body to feel good, to show myself love, to bring myself inner joy and inner peace. That is when I was able to not, you just don't really rely on the external world so much, you know, to provide that joy, that happiness, because you can provide it for yourself. And that is when your self-confidence increases as well. And you get to know yourself better. And there's so much power in that. You know, you get to go through a self-discovery process. And when you engage, because you're engaging in activities in alone time, such as meditation. And meditation is such a great activity to do because it allows you to go into your body. You get to start feeling the sensations of your body. you know, you get to hear your breath and how it feels like in your body as you inhale, exhale, and you start to pay attention to, where am I breathing? Am I breathing from my stomach? Am I breathing from my chest? Right? And when you start to get more tuned in to how your body is really feeling through the process of meditation, you get to really tap into what you're truly feeling throughout the day through that habitual habit. And also to a regular practice of meditation, because you're more tuned into your body, and the body always knows. I always say the body always knows truth. The mind can trick us, the thinking mind, just due to all of the contradicting beliefs that we adopt, contradicting values that we adopt from the external world around us. Sometimes we're not even aware that we've adopted them. And this is where the practice of meditation comes in too, again, to really enhance that awareness level of really what is our programming code, what is contradicting, what beliefs and values that we have that are contradicting that prevents us from taking action to move forward in our lives. And that is vital and super important, because if you do have conflicting beliefs, you know, you're gonna get confused, and you won't take action towards perhaps, you know, launching that new business, you know, moving somewhere, moving to a new city, or whatever major life decision that it is that you are contemplating. And so through that process of meditation as well, if you have an intention around your meditation and ask yourself a question, you know, what is it that I need to, you know, come to terms with? What is it that I need to release and let go? Whether that be a trauma, whether that be a limiting belief. And studies have shown, you know, that the studies have studied and observed monks who have meditated, obviously, you know, regularly, and they've done CAT scans on them, on their brains, and they do have better cognitive performance in terms of increased memory, better thinking ability, higher creativity skills, higher intuition, ability to make fast decisions. So, and it comes back down to why self-care and self-love is, because you're finally making a decision to make yourself a priority, to number one and first and foremost, get to know yourself, release the conflict inside you. And once you do that and you commit to that, and you will grow, and that is when you start increasing the quality of your life in terms of increasing the quality of your relationships all around you, whether that be working relationships, relationships within your family, the people that you start to attract to you, because you're going to be vibing at a higher level, you know, because you're going to be more at peace, more at joy, your confidence will increase, and that just magnetizes people to you, usually the right people. And if they're not the right people, well, you're going to be listening to your intuition better. You're not going to live in the place of doubt. So you're going to know who's right and who's wrong from you straight away. And you're not going to live in the place of doubt to cut those ties. So anybody want to come up on stage and share with me some of your experiences and what you do? This is my first time doing a talk on wisdom, so I'm just learning how to navigate wisdom. So it says ask guests to join. So if I click on this, I wonder what happens. I don't know. All right, I don't know how that works. I guess maybe the guests have to join in. I'm just a huge, huge advocate for self-care. for those reasons. Because I do see so many people stuck and living in the realm of doubt or uncertainty, like a lot of uncertainty. Like we, you know, by nature, we have some degree of uncertainty, but it's up to us to really adopt the faith to live in, to have a higher level of certainty and not live in the space of fear, but more so in the space of faith in yourself. And so when you don't have, when you're not living in that place, it's very easy for anybody in the outside world to tell you, you know, what you really believe or what you really should do or think. And that only adds to your confusion more, because if you start, if you're so scared to not to make decisions for yourself due to fear of making the wrong choice, but the thing is, you're cut off. You're not really, you're cut off from your subconscious mind, right? Like who you truly are. And if you start adopting other people's, you know, viewpoints or perspectives and basically ignoring your true self, it's going to amplify, you know, chaos within you, and it's going to amplify self-doubt, and you're not going to trust yourself. And it's just, it's a really, that's a really torturous place to live in, right? So this is why I'm such an advocate to, you know, start a meditation practice. Use tools to amplify your meditation practice, such as, you know, using an essential oil diffuser and using oils such as lavender or peppermint to, or whatever oil that you choose, truly to help calm your nervous system down and increase your concentration in order to get in that meditative state. Or I, for one, love burning sage, love burning palo, especially sage. Sage is my favorite. It really, truly calms you down and increases your concentration to help you get into meditative state. And even just for people that are just starters of meditation, if it's very difficult for you to meditate, you can even just look at the swirls of smoke that the incense produces as it's, as you light it up. It's a very hypnotic effect it has on your mind to get you into meditative state. And or staring at a candle flame, you know, using a natural candle such as a soy-based candle that has a natural scent to it, your favorite scent, and just staring at the candle flame is a very hypnotic and puts you into a trance-like state to help get into a meditative state. Taking a long hot bath and infusing it with products that help amplify relaxing your muscles, such as natural bath salts, natural bath bombs, bath oils, and they will amplify because they further relax your muscles. It feels great. It feels great on your skin. The bath oils are moisturizing your skin. Light your candles around the bath. Light the sage incense, or have your aromatherapy diffuser on, whatever you prefer, sage or essential oil diffuser, because the scent will further stimulate relaxation within your nervous system. The scent and looking at the candle flame too helps put you in that trance. And that's a perfect time if, you know, for people that have difficulties starting a meditation practice, you will quickly go into a relaxed state to easily meditate once you're in a hot bath. And it's a perfect time to do your affirmations as well. One particular, and affirmations are great too, because that's another way to reprogram your mind to get you away into more empowering thoughts. Focus your mind on growth and what you need to further explore in life, increasing your faith in yourself, your belief in yourself. So because you have the power or the magic in the affirmation is in the repetition. you have to say it over and over and over and over again. And that is how you basically, you're programming yourself. You're giving your mind and body commands. So one way that I do this in the mornings. I love my skincare routine and I love using my Rasu organic facial clay mask. It's all natural, so therefore it's very soothing as you apply it on your face. And even just the motion of, you know, massaging your face, massaging the clay mask into your face, it's just very soothing. And I'm in front of a mirror. So what better way, what better time to practice affirmations as I'm putting on my natural facial clay mask. And it also, it's calming my nervous system down. So my body's in a relaxed state because of the sensations, the soothing sensations of the 100% natural clay mask on my skin. So I say one of my favorite affirmations that applies to any day of the week, regardless of, you know, what's going on in my life, is every day and every way I am getting better and better. Every day and every way I am getting better and better. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better. So just repeating that, you know, as you're applying your mask, you know, as you're waiting for the facial mask to dry. And I typically, as I'm waiting for my facial mask to dry, I'll lie in my bed and I'll do, continue my affirmations. And I have, I'll place crystals along my chest. I'll hold crystals and I'll place them on my forehead. I love my amethyst and my citrine crystal and my clear quartz and my selenite crystal. So that just basically helps, you know, gives a little amplifier energy to helping you feel calm and relaxed, and it just feels so nice. And so that's just a very powerful activity to do every morning as well, in addition. So I would love to bring somebody up on stage. This is my first time doing a wisdom talk. And okay. All right. So I clicked on listeners. I think I'm figuring this out. So I'm going to bring somebody up on stage. I'll bring Tiziana. Okay, I clicked on Tiziana. I'm not sure. Anybody would like to share their insights and their experience? Okay, so I'm trying to see how you bring people up on stage, and I'm not quite sure how people get on stage. Okay, so if anybody knows, if you get yourself on stage, get yourself on stage, because I'm clicking listeners, clicking a whole bunch of buttons here to try to figure this out. Anywho, so that's, so meditation, affirmation, incorporating your affirmations in your skincare practice to take advantage of, you know, I recommend only using 100% natural organic facial clay masks. And that's what I use because it is, your skin is your biggest organ. You don't want to put any chemicals in your skin. I always stay away from any alcohol. I never use alcohol in my skincare products. Because you want to stay away from chemicals, because it goes into your bloodstream and it builds up toxicity over time. And, you know, you definitely want to avoid that. And it's just, it can lead to other things. It can lead to insomnia. It can lead to brain fog. It can lead to headaches and a whole host of other things. So you definitely want to stay natural and organic. So even before bed, or even like if you need a, throughout your day, if you need, you know, like a kind of like a boost of energy, you know, I use the power of music, you know, if I'm taking a break from work and I'm unwinding, or if I want to rewind myself up, you know, I list my favorite, I have like my power songs, and one is Eye of the Tiger, you know, the famous Eye of the Tiger song in the movie Rocky, and Bee Gees, Staying Alive. Those are my two like power songs to put on to, you know, reinvigorate myself into, you know, motivation sometimes when I need that, you know, pick me up. And those are my two power songs. Journaling, writing things down is a very powerful exercise to do as well. I typically write out, you know, my goals for the week, goals for the month, goals for the year. And, you know, it just helps me tune into what I'm creating, what I want to create. And then I end up adding more details as I go through this practice. Of course, writing down what I'm grateful for, that is such a powerful practice, because it allows you to increase your awareness of what you have at your disposal too, that you can leverage as a resource. You know, sometimes I think that, you know, if we live in our minds, you know, day to day, life is so noisy and so many things are demanding our attention. It's just so easy to overlook what we have sometimes, you know, and I'm sure we've all experienced this when, you know, perhaps when you're going over your resume or updating your resume or going through your portfolio, it's like, then you realize, oh my God, I've done so much. I forgot I did that. Right. So it's the same thing with the gratitude exercise and writing down what you're grateful for. Cause sometimes you sit there and you're like, oh, I have a lot to be grateful for, because we kind of overlook it sometimes, what we currently have. And it makes you appreciate things better, more, which is super, super important. And it adds more joy and peace to your life. And it, again, and it helps you devise a better life strategy as well. When you look at all the cards that, you know, you have to play this game, this life game, right? So those, I just can't speak enough. And I have a podcast where I do guided meditations, Happy Being Well podcast on Apple and Spotify. And there's a lot of episodes around meditation in terms of going deep, like little mini lessons on each component of meditation. I just feel it's really so important and vital for really activating your full potential, especially today in this noisy world that we live in. It's really easy to, I would say, lose yourself with everything demanding your attention, losing yourself in media, losing yourself in, you know, the external world provoking, you know, your emotions, your thoughts, right? So I'm like the meditation poster girl. And of course, you know, utilizing products to amplify your meditation. And I also typically will hold crystals, have crystals around me as I meditate. It does deepen my meditation practice because it amplifies my concentration. And I sometimes have intentions for my meditations, like a self-love meditation. One of my favorite meditations to do is increasing compassion for others meditation. It's just so, especially, you know, in today's day and age when there's so much division and such and uncertainty and fear roaming through society. So doing a compassion for others meditation truly helps tap you into compassion, and so thereby afterwards you just feel this immense peace afterwards, and it really truly helps you navigate in the world going through all of these you know, emotional, like people throwing all these, you know, emotional bullets, I would say, you know, where they just like Neo in the Matrix, they just like totally bounce off you because you're more living in truth, you know, that that's just their fear talking, that's their confusion talking, and it has nothing to do with you. So yeah, I would love to bring somebody up on stage. Okay, don't know how. What is, no idea. I'm scared to push anything else for fear of closing this talk. I don't know. Okay. No. I have no idea how to put people on stage. Ask guests to join. But I'm clicking on that. It's doing nothing. And okay, so having clear quartz around your home, it helps with mental clarity. I typically burn, I burn sage throughout the day, and I do use an oil diffuser to help with mental clarity. I like to put in peppermint oil in my oil diffuser. It's great for the air too, and it's great for your skin, especially during the winter. It helps keep your skin moist, the aroma air oil diffuser. Another thing I do to tap into and communicate with myself, like building a relationship with yourself, is, you know, if you ever have like an insight or, sometimes I just text myself, or I, you know, if you have a belief in a higher power, such as God, sometimes I do, I just, it's because we're so used to technology, right? We're so used to texting. Well, you know, so I text myself, sometimes I address it to God, right? And so I basically just, it's what I do too. In those moments when I need to do some introspection or just communicate to my higher self or to God, I do that as well. And it truly, truly helps reset you and ensure that you are, you know, going on the path that is aligned with who you really are, right? And it helps to get you excited about what you're building and what you're doing, because it's helping remind you why you're doing it. And these activities amplify your creativity. So you get new ideas, you know, channeled to you, downloaded to you, or, you know, you're sparking your creativity within you, and you get more excited. And, you know, so it's truly, truly vital for achieving your full potential.
I hope you guys enjoyed today's talk on the power of self-care, and I hope you guys do one self-care activity today. And this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, where you can find 100% pure natural essential oils, aromatherapy diffusers, sage incense burners, activewear leggings, and again, for all our podcast listeners, you can get 25% off Happy Being Well's activewear leggings using discount code HAPPY25 to enter into your checkout. So, sending you guys waves of love, light, and many blessings. Until next time.